Unit 31. Exercise 4. 1.
To begin with, the main thing to keep in mind is undoubtedly the purpose of the interview. In other words, it is the candidate's opportunity to show the examiner what he or she can do. Therefore, my advice is to avoid making the examiner spend too much time trying to squeeze words out of you. As a matter of fact, you should do most of the talking.
2.
Although candidates may feel nervous and tongue-tied most of the time, some of them sometimes eventually make the opposite mistake. Of course, they have to show they can express themselves on a variety of issues. However, this doesn't mean they should talk and talk and talk. In my opinion, a candidate will prove to be using the right approach as long as he or she takes the initiative and tries to lead the conversation from time to time. After all, we mustn't forget that it takes two to have a conversation.
3.
Broadly speaking, a candidate won't be judged on his or her opinions. Despite this, they should nevertheless try and sound interesting. Of course, the examiner is not there to trick you or to make you say the wrong thing. In fact, he will try to put nervous candidates at ease, so as to make them confident and fluent. So I'd say relax and enjoy the conversation as a pleasant experience, because as a result, what you say will sound more natural and interesting. 4.
Well, it's also a question of how you present yourself, I suppose. Undoubtedly, our posture as well as our facial expression can communicate certain things about us as accurately as words can. This is why when you enter the room for an interview, you shouldn't do so in a sheepish way, as that may suggest you are not confident. Another thing is that you shouldn't look as if you're about to go through the worst experience. Last but not least, avoid sitting with your arms and legs firmly crossed, as if you were protecting yourself from possible attack.
5.
When we have a conversation with someone, we usually look at them. Moreover, we often smile and nod to show that we are still following what they say. As a consequence, it's not a good idea to spend all the time in the interview gazing at the floor or at your legs. Instead, you should look at the examiner. You can smile and even joke during the exam if you don't overdo it, of course.